Doug, this is Eric Dating on Carol Pritchard. That's P as in Paul, PRITCHARD, Pritchard, P as in Paul, PRITCHARD, Pritchard, Carol, CAROL, date of birth 9/26/59. The date of visit is 3/27/23. Please make copy for Dr. Delicia Haynes. That's H-A-Y-N-E-S. Haynes Delicia, D-E-L-I-C-I-A. Next paragraph. Dear Delicia, thank you for sending Carol Pritchard for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph. History of prison illness. The patient is a 63-year-old female with a past history of multiple allergies and asthmatic symptoms. Was seen in the ER on two occasions over the past 3 months with episodes of severe wheezing, chest tightness, and shortness of breath. After being exposed to perfume from her co-workers at her place of work, period. The patient has been on an albuterol inhaler and recently also has used a Stiolto Respimat without much benefit. She has had episodes of severe chest tightness and difficulty in getting a deep breath and has had no recent PFT done. A chest X-ray, however, in January this year showed no active infiltrate. The patient also has a cough but does not bring up much sputum. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of sinusitis, multiple allergies, and post-nasal drip. She has had depression and anxiety and had sinus surgery as well as nasal septal surgery. She had right hip replaced in 2016 and a C-section in 93. Next paragraph. Allergies to sulfur, penicillin, and emicin. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient never smoked, drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of dementia, mother is alive and in good health, and has no issue of asthma. Next paragraph. System review. Med list included Stiolto Respimat, 2.5 micrograms, 2 puffs daily. Zizol, 5 milligrams daily. Bupropion, 150 milligrams daily. Recently on Bactrim DS. Recently on Cipro, 500 milligrams BID. And prednisone for a week. Ventil and inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph. Let's see. Next paragraph, system revealed patient has wheezing, shortness of breath, and coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea. Denies any chest pain, but has some jaw pain, no palpitations. She has depression, and denies easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle aches. She has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss. And she denies any cataracts or glaucoma. She does have some fatigue. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, white female is in no acute distress. Mild pallor, no cyanosis, no ictus, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure. 135 by 70, pulse is 88, respirations are 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 158. HGNT are non-cephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. And no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema, no lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor absence. Cranula is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Oh, please mention in the examination of the chest. Inspiratory and expiratory wheezes were heard with prolonged expirations and no crackles on either side. Okay, next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthmatic bronchitis number 2 is multiple allergies and allergic rhinitis. Number 3 is depression and anxiety. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT of the chest. She'll also get a CBCIGE level, total eosinophil count, and a CMP. We will also continue with albuterol, HFA, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. And she may need to be on a long-acting inhaled steroid, in addition to a bronchodilator. I will see her after her tests are complete and make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. The patient was also, can you also add in the last paragraph? The patient was also advised to be seen by an allergist for allergy testing. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza.